Welcome back to another Creative Encounter podcast. I am your host, Juett Payne, and you are back for episode 29. We are almost at 30 episodes. This is crazy. Just having a great time here on the podcast. Hey, if you guys are having a great time too on YouTube, give us a subscription. Go ahead and subscribe there. If you are on Spotify, we would love for you to leave us a review. And if you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating. That would be fantastic. Helps us to get up there so we can reach so many more Kingdom creatives. But without further ado, I'm here with my girl, Tori Humphrey. How you doing today?
I am so great, Juett. How so are good. You?
I'm great.
Awesome.
Man, I'm so excited to be here with Tori. We met, it was February, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we met back in February. So a couple of months ago, we met for the first time, and we were just chopping it up. It's so funny because Gabby, she always recognizes when I like, see a creative and I click and connect with them. You know, she gets so excited. She's like, I already know what you think. She always comes to the side, I know what you think. Like, I'm just one of those guys, like, I always like, once I get like in that conversation and we just connect, I'm like, oh man, I got to have you on this show. Just a great, great person to speak with, you know?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity too to be here.
So excited. So let me tell everyone what you do. So we're kind of like in the same line here. So you support creatives and help to build them up. Like pretty much just like explain fully like what it is that your business and the name of it and tell us what you do for creatives. I think this is going to support so many people who are listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So my business is New Creation Coaching, mm-hmm. LLC. Yeah. And my main thing is helping creatives rediscover their worth and rebuilding their confidence in order so that they can create freely. And, you know, I mean, personally for me, that is such a huge thing too, because I myself have missed opportunities in the past to create because of fear and not really truly understanding my worth. Yeah. And so I want to be able to do the same thing for other people.
I love that. That's so good. And especially with the way that the industry is today, any of the creative arts fields, it's all of this comparison. And you do begin to devalue yourself or not know your worth and everything, especially when you're just like on social media and seeing a lot of people probably advancing in something that you desire to advance in, or just feel like you're inadequate just because of circumstances or people just sowing negative seeds in your life and things like that. And that can kind of just make us feel like, man, I can't do this, you know? And I love that you're rebuilding. I love that it's new creation, you know? And Jesus tells us, you know, he's a new creation in us, right? You know, he wants us to become a new creation through him. So I absolutely love that. So it sounds like it's tied to your faith.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I share? Yeah,
please.
Okay. Yeah. So New Creation Coaching. Mm-hmm. There's two things that come with that. And to be honest, like, coming up with a name took me a while. Yeah. And I was like stressing about it, like, what do I want it to be called? Yeah. But then, like, when I settled down, God gave it to me. I can't even say that I came up with it. It was definitely him. Yeah. And one thing is just understanding that God is our ultimate creator. Mm-hmm. And even though he has created so much, he thought so much of us to instill in everyone an ability to create. Cool. Yeah. And his love for diversity. Mm-hmm. So that no matter if you're trying to create something like somebody else, it will be different because God is a God of diversity. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing, like what you were saying, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Yeah. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Yeah. And it's really humbling because it's a reminder to me of my purpose and what God wants me to do through this coaching business and understanding that he's inviting me to be able to create with him in bringing new life with other people. Mm-hmm. And that's such an awesome and humbling opportunity.
I love it. That's amazing. I love that you're specifically navigating like the creative community, because that's a big scripture. For me, I always go back to just Genesis 1:1. Mm. Like he starts off and shows that he's creator. In the beginning, God created. That's so powerful because that's just like, okay, we're just reading through Genesis, you know, skimming through and whatnot. But if you actually just sit and rest on that one verse, that's the first thing that he shows of himself is that he's a creator. And it's just such an honor to be in the creative field and for us to express him through just making art, music, you know, writing, whatever it may be, whatever your craft is, it's just so awesome to use those gifts for his glory, you know? And I love how you mentioned diversity, because that's a big thing. So both of us are in multiracial marriages, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. I just love that because it's just so crazy how the church, I look like 2,000 years since Christ has been here, right? Like that feels like a long time, but then sometimes it doesn't feel like that long of a exactly. time. But so much has transpired to where the church has gotten to a point where there's so much division. Mm. And that's literally just hindering the advancement of the kingdom of God. You know, so it's just such a beautiful thing today where we can kind of just show that diversity and just kind of come together, all these different cultures and our children and everything, and how I'm just seeing that they just kind of just see everyone as just like God created them. They're not paying attention to like, you know, color or how different people's personalities and characteristics are and stuff. They just kind of just see everyone as just like, oh, everybody's just different, mm-hmm. you know, and it's so beautiful. And I just love that, you know?
Yeah, that's recognizing so cool. the value. Mm-hmm. Kids have such yeah. a unique ability yeah. to, I mean, one, create freely,
yeah.
you know, and then also just to see the value mm-hmm. in other people and yeah. to be non-judgmental yeah. naturally, yeah. you know, I think it's incredible.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, speaking about family and diversity and everything, right now our kids are literally playing together right now as we're recording this, so it's pretty cool.
Four boys.
Yeah, four boys, right. So it's crazy. So I was going to ask you, so you have the two little ones. How's it been being a mom, you know, being in ministry, business and all of that? Like, how are you kind of juggling all those different things?
Yeah, you know, I am incredibly thankful for my mm-hmm. husband
yeah.
because he has supported me mm-hmm. so much through this journey. Mm-hmm. And he's honestly, I don't think I'd be able to, you know, do half the things mm-hmm. I do without him, mm-hmm. like supporting me and encouraging me mm-hmm. and just, I mean, he's never said anything like I share an idea with him. He's like, you should go for it. Mm-hmm. Do it.
I love it.
And so from that perspective, you know, when I told him about starting this business, mm-hmm. you know, and going through the program, mm-hmm. he's been super supportive. Yeah. And I've been able to create times around his schedule. Mm-hmm. He's a residence director, so mm-hmm. he has more of a flexible schedule, yeah. which is a huge blessing.
Good.
And yeah, it's opened up a lot of opportunities for me just to be able to work mm-hmm. around his schedule.
Love yeah. it. Now, are you doing your business full time? Like, are you working somewhere and doing your business, or you just went all in and you're focusing on this business?
Yeah, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of, mm-hmm. you know, taking it as it goes.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I am trying to invest and build probably mm-hmm. like a part-time
yeah.
Thing, 'cause I believe God's also gearing me towards doing more singing as well too mm. and developing those skills.
We just talked about this right before right before pressing record. We just talked about this. I'm like, girl, you singing? You writing songs? This is not why you tell me this. We had a whole nother conversation. But we're gonna talk about that in a second too. I love that. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, I've really felt it's to be honest, kind of mm. scary too, mm. like entering two new avenues at the exact same time
mm-hmm.
And just saying, Lord, like, where do you want me to go with this?
Yeah.
But just trusting him
mm-hmm.
With what he wants and just being flexible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's so good. I love it. Yeah, God's, oh man, I feel like he's just kind of just throwing us into this thing because I have, you mentioned two things. I have like, I feel like at this point, too many things, which we're going to talk about soon. I have a few things I'm trying to like scale it back.
Mm.
So, man, I think that's what God's really taking it so that you can just kind of be hyper-focused and just give your attention and energy just to give it what it deserves. Like what God is calling you to do, give it what it deserves so it can be optimal. You have to be able to invest adequate time in it. You know, that's so key. I love it. So, okay. So go ahead and tell our creatives about your business, like specifically what you do, like what's the process? Like if I were to come to you, what is it that you specifically do for creatives?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So as the coaching focus, mm-hmm. It's really focused on, so I have on my website mm-hmm. And my other, so I have Instagram,
mm-hmm.
I have Facebook and my website that mm-hmm. I have mm-hmm. available. And so it starts off with a discovery call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk. Or if you want coffee too, we can go yeah. out for coffee. I'm a cool, yeah. I love coffee. So, so just being able to, you know, chat and mm-hmm. see if coaching is what you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
Which just to define it a little bit so mm-hmm. people know, it's a partnership where we would work through whatever your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
And even, I mean, as creatives, like we have so many different areas in our life.
Yeah.
So it's not limited just to creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And also everyone is creative. So
mm-hmm.
I want people to hear this too, that mm-hmm. it's not just for, you know, I don't think I'm a creative.
Right.
This is for everybody because
mm-hmm.
God has given us a unique ability to create.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So starting with that, like thinking of different areas in your life that you want to develop, you know, whether that's relationships, whether it's finances, whether it's, you know, time constraints, because all of those things can impact our ability to create. Yeah. And so creating goals. So I have the sessions are 60 minutes.
Okay.
And it's in a 3-month minimum package.
Mm-hmm.
Just because generally when we're forming habits, typically 3 months is around the time that you can actually show consistent growth.
Yeah.
And so that's basically what it's set up to look like.
And is it like once a week?
So yeah. It's once a week for an hour. Mm-hmm. And say, you know, you were my client, you'd come with say a goal, like say, you know, hey, like me and Gabby had a discouraging conversation or whatever, and I want to work through that.
Yeah.
And it may be impacting how you're creating. Mm-hmm. And so then we'd come up with a goal and we'd work through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what might be a block from you showing up the way that you want to and really, you know, working through, okay, like how, whatever goal, working towards that. And then if you have something that you want to do at the end of that, then we work through steps.
Yeah.
And then I'll follow up with you the following week, you know, to see like, hey, how did it go? Yeah. You know?
Yeah,
and so it also includes like challenging belief systems. Because sometimes, I mean, we grow up with things, we believe things, and we don't challenge those things, you know, and they're not from God. And, and we just keep going with them and live our lives according to it. And so challenging beliefs, also understanding what your true values are, because a lot of times the things that can cause issues in our life comes down to the moments where, you know, those are, it comes from a deep place inside of us that is a value of ours that we may not even recognize, you know? So, so working through some of those things, obviously like, congratulating and championing. Yeah. It's a safe place for you to bring your full self where you don't have to worry about being judged or anything like that. It's not advice. So some people may think that coaching is like advice giving, but it's really being able to play back to you. Like say you share with me, okay, you know, Gabby has been having a hard time with something or whatever, and it may be based off of a belief that you have. And so helping you to reframe, you know, something that you may be thinking in order to work through that. And so that's just a snippet of...
I love it. Yeah, I absolutely love that, because I'm sitting here as you're speaking, I'm thinking about, you know, we have our Creative Encounter events that we meet in person once a month. Now, the last one we had was back in December. The location we use, they're revamping things up and kind of doing some renovation work. Mm-hmm. So we should be back at it this summer around June, around that time. But I would love for you, even if you spoke at one of them, because the way the night is laid out, and we want you guys to make sure you're coming out too, the way the night is laid out is you have an artist who performs. Typically, you want them to do their original music. So it really helps to push them. We're all about promoting, helps to push them out, you know? Mm-hmm. Then after that, we talk about announcements, things upcoming and whatnot. And then we have a guest speaker to kind of come and share. Then we have an activity afterwards where people are kind of just breaking into sessions and just mingling and connecting and going over the topics and even coming up to the mic afterwards and sharing their story a bit for a moment. Just a night of just fellowship. And it's fantastic. We love it. So we've been doing that since last year, February. But yeah, I would love, would you?
Definitely. I'd be down. Yes.
Because awesome. I feel like they would really need that, and then it'll, you know, bring information and stuff so you know we can share. But we're definitely going to have these links in the description so you guys can follow it as well, you know. But can you share with me, even just like as far as your upbringing, what kind of got you into this field? Because you probably came up wanting to just be, I don't know, an astronaut or something, you know. You know, like we all kind of grow up with like these things, and God just throws us a curveball and say, hey, I need you in this direction. Did you have a specific circumstance that made you feel inadequate or like you wouldn't be able to do it, that pushed you to be like, I want to encourage and motivate others to help them where they're struggling? Like what kind of led to the formation?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up as a pastor's kid.
PK in the house?
Yes. And so my dad, I grew up in a very like musical household. Yeah. So he plays the bass. Like, he's incredible.
Yes, sir.
And
the bass is my jam. Yeah. I love playing bass.
Yeah. And so, you know, we'd have our jam sessions mm-hmm. like in the basement, and I'd be singing, and yeah. it would just be a blast.
Yeah.
However, in the same vein, mm-hmm. I interpreted that I could create, I could, mm-hmm. you know, do music, but it was mm-hmm. kind of like restricted, like in mm-hmm. the house, kind okay. of like maybe not necessarily for an occupation or mm-hmm. something like that. That's mm-hmm. the impression that I got. Yeah. And it was never clearly communicated yeah. to me, but I just got the impression like, okay, you know, that's not really, mm-hmm. you know, what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And
now, did you get this impression, like, he didn't verbalize that.
Right.
You just kind of felt this? Like, what do you think made you feel that way?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. So, that's a great question. I'm trying mm-hmm. to think.
Because I know, I mean, just to kind of get the wheels turning, but you can tell me, I just know growing up in school, there was no one who would teach us, hey, you can be an entrepreneur, or you can venture out into this thing, into the art or the music and stuff. Mm. It was just like the whole straight and narrow cookie cutter, go to school, go to college, do your ACTs, you know, mm-hmm. SATs, whatever, you know, get your career, all of these different things like that, and go work for someone else. Mm-hmm. There was never this just like, yo, you know, you actually venture out just based off of what's inside of you, you know,
right.
innately, you know. So do you think that was part of it, just kind of seeing people around, or was it something else?
Yeah. I think, I mean, honestly, my biggest influence was my family for mm-hmm. sure. So I think with like, I mean, my dad, I looked up to him so much because mm-hmm. He was so inspirational for mm-hmm. me. And I guess maybe just seeing that he left music mm-hmm. to, you know, become a pastor mm-hmm. and ministry. And so mm-hmm. for him, his story is different, obviously. Yeah. And so I thought that because he left that mm-hmm. for Jesus, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't think that obviously there was anything wrong, but I just mm-hmm. thought that I had to follow in that mm-hmm. same example, and that mm-hmm. I couldn't do music, you know, if that
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Okay. And even like going to college, I remember him giving us like two choices. Mm-hmm. It was, you could go to a Bible school, or you can get a full ride somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I felt like I couldn't choose anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And actually this past December, I had an mm-hmm. incredible conversation with my dad
yeah.
about just, you know, somewhat feeling regret for not pursuing art and music as much as I'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he told me where he was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Of just wanting to protect me and not wanting to anything really to happen where I would go AWOL. And that was one of his biggest concerns.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of like gave me a go ahead. Like, you know what? Like, I see this gift in you and I want you to be able to pursue that. And that was such a huge healing thing for me.
And that was like literally like this December?
Yes, this past December.
Awesome.
And that's part of my journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone through coaching myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started the program, mm-hmm. actually, my level of fun,
mm-hmm.
We went through like, it's called the Wheel of Life okay. and areas of satisfaction in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And fun was so low on mine.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of fun, I think of, you know, singing, yeah. doing creative things.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge shock for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of coaching is having a more of an awareness of where you're at in order to fully understand like where you want to go, you know?
I love it. Because you can be doing all the things, but then if it's not enjoyable and fun, it's like, are you really, is there any fruit from this? You know, is it even doing anything, you know?
Yeah.
You want to be able to enjoy it at the same time, you know? It's nice to, you know, make the money or do different things, stuff, whatever. So, but at the end of the day, a lot of people are still like depressed and miserable because it's like they're not enjoying it.
Exactly.
You know, it's like it has to be this beautiful balance. I feel like there's enjoyment in God. So I think it's such a great test and a great gauge to even keep in mind, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Like I was a theater kid in high school
and
I like, and so I was in choir. Okay.
So were you in like skits and like different things?
In high school?
Yeah, me too. And then choir at church, not the choir at school, but choir at church. And I was like acting a lot in high school.
Yeah.
It was fun,
but one thing, you know, my dad did let me do, he let me to do a full on production at our church.
Nice.
That was incredible.
Like you put it together. And
mm-hmm.
get
it was actually, cool. I mean, Easter just passed. Right.
Yeah.
So, but it was an Easter production. I had a script. I got people together and I loved it.
Wow.
That was an incredible opportunity
That's
to be able to do.
That's so dope. Now, were you singing in that?
No, I just directed everything.
Okay, you directed,
and I, you know, had, you know, people doing the different parts and everything. From it was from the perspective of the centurion. Yeah. So yeah, it was incredible. Oh, it was fun.
That's cool. And then from there, going into college later, what were you thinking of pursuing? And then how did you kind of venture into your business?
Yeah, that's excellent. So I actually went to school for counseling.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I've seen some counseling, some coaching in there,
Yeah.
Because I definitely heard counseling when you were just kind of explaining, walking people through what are some things in your upbringing that may have make you feel like, you know, or circumstances that's kind of happening in your day-to-day that's making you feel that. I see this like counseling and coaching kind of tied together.
Yeah, definitely. And so I loved helping people. Like, I mean, as a PK, like... I think it just came naturally serving, and that's always been like my heart. And so being able to help other people. And so in college, like, I mean, I loved counseling. Like, it was fun. But then like afterwards I was like, well, I don't think I specifically want to do counseling. I don't exactly know what drew me away from it, but, yeah. And then like I had my own coach that I was going through. It was like a group coaching thing, just like to help with working on goals and things like that. And then after that, I was like, oh my gosh, like I definitely want to be able to do this. And I found a program, and it wasn't too long before I just like jumped right into it. Cause if there's something that I really love, I just, I'm all in. I'm all in.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Cause like as how we are, sometimes we just like, man, we have an idea. It just sparks. So I'm just going to run for it.
Yes.
And you're like, whoa, like, is this the time for it? You know, you got to really pay attention. That's like the big thing for me, like the timing. And so I'm not filled with a lot of good things and then not going into the great thing, you know. But I feel like God has really helped you to kind of narrow things and be like, yo, I ran for this. And it's just awesome when you have your spouse being like, yo, you can do this. You know, it's just so supportive, so helpful, you know. I love it. Now, you surprised me when you first got here talking about, oh, music, writing, all this stuff, whatever. I'm like, what? I thought you were going to talk about this business. But now we're going to add this in, too. So tell me, you say you're a singer. You're saying that? Yeah,
yes,
love it.
Yes.
And then do you write as well?
Yes.
Okay. Because you have the two boys. Because this is how I started, guys. So she came in, and I kind of have my frames up on the wall of, like, my different records and things like that. She saw Landon's song. And I was talking about Aiden's song and Landon's song. And she's like, she wrote songs for her boys, too. Is this right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Birthday songs.
Birthday songs. I love it. Yeah. So how'd you get into that? And tell me about, like, the writing and that side of your life.
Yeah. To be honest, I've always, like, I mean, it hasn't been consistent. But I've been writing, like, for a long time, just, like, different things. I never, like, really did anything with it. But I just, you know, depending on, like, in college, I remember just, like, you know, running to one of the like studio rooms on the piano and just like, sometimes it was just like processing different things just to, you know, work through things. Other times it was just like, just a free space just to enjoy, you know? And so writing has just been, it's come in different forms, whether it's like blogging, songs, different things like that. But I've always like, loved writing.
That's cool. So tell me about these songs. What brought about the birthday songs?
I'm trying to think. I got an idea from someone had mentioned it and I remembered it before we even started having kids and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm definitely doing that, because it's such a unique thing it that is. You can create for your kid, and also to be able to sing it every year for their birthday is such a special thing. And so
Now, do you have any endeavors as it relates to music?
Yeah, so I got some advice from a friend, Aisha.
Do you know Aisha?
I don't know.
Was she at the party?
No. So Aisha is, she's actually, I think she considers herself to be a producer, but.
Oh, how do you spell her name?
A-A-S-H-A.
Yes, I do know Aisha.
Aisha Francis.
Yeah, okay. I think we just connected online.
Okay. You definitely have to connect with her.
Okay, cool.
She's
okay.
Incredible.
Yeah. Okay. So you got some advice from her, and what was she going
to
talk about?
So she just encouraged me to like, you know, bring a song that I'm working on, because I mean, we worked together on a project. I did a storyboard, a video for a video that she's doing, a gospel video for a song that she's doing. Mm-hmm. And I was just inquiring, like, you know, I really feel like God's, you know, leading me to do this. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, here, just focus on a single, mm-hmm. you know, get connected with a producer mm-hmm. and just go. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to trust God through it and just, you know.
That's literally like the theme of this podcast is like, just do it. Like, mm-hmm. like Nike should be, you know, Nike should be sponsoring this. It's like literally because
Nike
like,
is not paying us.
Right, no. Nike is not. But if y'all want to, let's talk. But yeah, it's just like literally like at the end of the day where I was just like, just go for it. Like literally just go for it. Like what's going to hinder you? Because the whole thing is like nothing's ever going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. There's just no what's perfection because this track will sound different from this. This art piece will look different from this. This business will operate differently from this, whatever, but it's serving people's needs and it's adding value to people's lives. That's the whole point of it. And you want to do everything in excellence. So God's gonna build the excellence. Like, don't worry about that. As you put stuff out there, you're going to see this part was not as good as I wanted it. Then you're going to fix that for the next time. Mm. But it's all just going to be nothing if you don't do anything, you know?
Yeah.
So I love that advice that she said. Just like, you got the music, just go ahead and get it out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, who are your influences? Are you, if you were to write songs, are they more so Christian-based, you know, pop, R&B? Like, what kind of style kind of flows from you when you're writing?
That's a great question. So, yeah, I feel like I'm kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I've had songs that are specifically Christian. Mm-hmm. And not, yeah. you know, and so I was actually asking Aisha this because I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know, you know, where God's leading me in this. And she's yeah. like, you know what? Just see how God uses the songs mm-hmm. and then, you know, you'll kind of figure it out. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like style, I feel like naturally it's more like gospel, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit of jazz yeah. and pop.
Yeah,
so like,
that's very cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Do you play any instruments?
I do play the guitar.
You play guitar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Like acoustic, electric?
Acoustic.
Acoustic mm-hmm. guitar?
Yeah.
Like you play?
Ah!
Yeah!
I'm playing.
Like you know more than four chords?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, yes. Good. I know how to do most of the bar chords. So, yeah. So
you already got the bar chords?
Yes.
Taken down? Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah,
I love it. So. That's so cool. Okay. So pretty much what Aisha was saying was we're going to have her in the studio. That's what we get at, y'all. You're going to be recording some stuff here.
I am not against it. Yeah. I would love to record in here.
That's so cool. So. Nice. And I know your husband is an RD at Moody.
Mm-hmm.
Did you attend Moody?
I did. We both did.
You mm-hmm. both went to Moody. Okay, mm-hmm. that's very cool. So how is it being? I love campus life. It's like the best. Like I'm dating myself right now. It's like I love campus life. How has it been kind of just working in that environment? Have you had any opportunities to connect with any of the students as relates to your business?
Because
I feel like that's like a beautiful field to, because they're all right there, these young adults ready to go out into the world, go out into go into ministry or go into the marketplace. And I feel like that's a great thing to kind of link them to. So have you had any opportunities like that?
I have.
Yeah, good.
It's been spontaneous because mm-hmm. sometimes when, you know, I interact with students, they tell me what's going on. I can't help myself. I'm like, let me just coach you for a few minutes if you're fine with that.
Yeah.
And it's been really helpful. Like, I mean, uh-huh. even just on Good Friday, I bumped yeah. into a student who was on our floor mm-hmm. and, you know, he was going through something and I, you know, just inquired about certain things mm-hmm. just to, you know, challenge his perspective on, mm-hmm. you know, where he's at. And yeah, so I love being able just to talk with students, yeah. you know, and that's a ministry God has me in right yeah. now. And mm-hmm. I definitely want to pour into the students mm-hmm. and especially with Gen Z,
yeah.
you know, just, you know, I was listening to a podcast episode mm-hmm. and it's just, you know, we as older, you know, older generations, mm-hmm. really need to pour into Gen Z, mm. you know, and they are looking for mentors
yeah.
and people to pour into them. Mm-hmm. And so I consider it a privilege to be able yeah. to be right on campus,
yeah.
you know, firsthand,
so
being
awesome.
Able to pour into them. Yeah. So, yeah.
I was telling your husband, Luke, I was telling your husband how I wanted to be an RD because I was an RA for RA for 2 years. I was a peer mentor. We have peer mentors and RAs at our school. So I was a peer mentor and an RA, and a few years later, I was like, man, I want to be an RD. You know, like God didn't open that door yet, or open that door, I mean. But I was just like, man, that would have been so dope, just because I loved being at UIC so much and just connecting with the students. It was just phenomenal, you know. So I love you guys have that opportunity, and I pray that God blesses your business through that.
Mm.
But yeah, just even like, you know, consider any type of any kind of way that you can kind of market a little bit, you know, within the parameters, you know, of the university or whatever, or even on the outside when you guys just kicking it, you know, going out with some students, whatever, those opportunities where you can kind of just share what you're doing and having some type of like event even, you know, I think that'd be really cool. Just like, you know, like listening parties for us artists and stuff, some type of event to promote you, you know, my mind is always kind of just thinking of ways to just kind of just get stuff out there.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool. Just kind of just have something where you just like cooking. Do you cook?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. All right, I'll be over.
I love
after
cooking.
We finish this, I'll be over. But, like, you know, like, if you do something like this, like, food, just kind of just, like, games, kicking or whatever, just kind of just share what you're doing, I think that'll kind of bring some traction.
Hey, I'm all for the ideas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all for them, so.
That'd be so good. I love it. Cool. So then I want you to be able to, we always give, like, an encouraging word to the creative. We always give an encouragement, some kind of thing that you want to leave them with, a call to action for themselves, but then even just with your business, kind of just sharing a way that you may want to connect, you can give that information as well.
Okay.
But please let me know what's something that you want to leave with our creative community.
Yeah. I would say a couple of things.
Yeah.
One thing is, I would say surround yourself with a creative community because I think, you know, having that support, you know, you want people behind you who are supportive of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be really hard being alone when you're the only creative that you know and, you know, trying to produce content and things like that when you don't have other people around you to support you. And, I mean, through support, it breeds inspiration, community, love, all of those things. So that's one thing.
Yeah.
Also, don't reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
You know, you can get inspiration from lots of different things. Mm. You know, I've been reading Steal Like an Artist. I don't know if you've ever read it. It's by Austin Kleon.
Okay.
And it's a short, very short book.
Yeah.
But he or she, I don't know if Austin's a girl or a man. In the book, you know, he talks about just like, you know, think about the people that are influencers for you and use that as an opportunity. Like, see ways in which, you know, you may not do it the same way they do and use those as an opportunity to use your uniqueness through that. Using other people as inspiration. You can really create, and you don't have to recreate the wheel. You know, you don't have to reinvent it. And just thinking about that, also one other thing I wanted to note as well is obscurity is a beautiful thing. And I think sometimes, you know, when we're creating, we want everyone to admire the work that we're doing. But we also have to remember Jesus in his ministry, you know, he was obscure for 30 years, 30 out of the 33 years of his life.
Wow.
And I mean,
that's so good.
I mean, Jesus is awesome, you know, like, and he still chose to stay obscure for a long time to build relationships, to impact so many people, you know, for God's glory. And, and there's a beauty in obscurity where, you know, we can really create and have a lot of freedom that we may not have if more people know about what we're doing. And it can create more temptation even, you know, once we become, you know, more people know about us, there's a temptation to want to create how other people are expecting us to create.
Wow.
So enjoy this obscurity if you have it and really just enjoy that time because you have the freedom to be able to do that. So,
so good. Man, thank you so much for this. I want them to be able to connect with you because this is just like so needed. I definitely need you to speak at one of our events.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would love that. Yeah. Okay. I'm stammering because I'm like getting so excited because I've talked to the community here about eventually we want to have conferences. You know, like there's just different people have like annual conferences. Eventually we want to have conferences. So that's in the works to do that. But I mean, I'm saying like breakout sessions and like just really just building people up and all of that. So I see it eventually even turning into that too. But for now, like I would love for you to come to our monthly events once we kick it back off in the summer and kind of just share this with people because we need this. You know, I'm going to hit you up too to see how like I can connect with you regarding this and stuff. Because my goals are very audacious and then it can be you know, I want to just make sure I hone in and zone in. Mm. And it's just a lot of emotions that go along with that, because a lot of people who kind of venture out can look a little odd or just kind of be lonely, because sometimes I don't feel like people kind of have the rigor that I do as far as like how I think about life and think about creativity and just like really pushing and going hard. And even still in that, I'm like, I still feel like there's so much more further I can go. But I see that there's a lot of people who may not think like me or just kind of just comfortable. Just like, whatever happens or whatever. I'm just like, dude, like, I just want to just like go super hard and stuff. So mm-hmm. there would be like lonely moments in those different situations mm-hmm. and stuff, you know? So I feel like us connecting and stuff, that could be really yeah. nice and stuff. And kind of just fleshing through those, having those moments just kind of just helps. It just kind of keep it just oiling the engine and everything, so kind of keeping it going, you know.
Yeah, I'd love to connect.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's totally normal to experience that loneliness mm-hmm. that you're feeling,
yeah.
especially, you know, you sound like you're very persistent with what you want, yeah. and mm-hmm. you know, maybe not seeing other people who match that same mm-hmm. passion that yeah. you have. It sounds like a very beautiful passion that yeah. you have. yeah. But yeah, it's totally normal to mm-hmm. feel lonely
yeah.
in that journey as you're continuing to pursue, you mm-hmm. know, your dreams and things that you want to do.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I love it. She's giving me a little coach, little coaching tease right there. Love it. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for coming on this podcast.
Yeah, this has been a huge blessing. Yeah. It really has been.
Yeah, so. I can't wait. We're going to keep connecting. What's the link? Tell them the actual website.
Yes, it's newcreationcoaching.org.
.org. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, are you a nonprofit?
No.
Okay. It's yeah, not, sure, yeah, yeah.
yeah, it's .org because .com wasn't available.
I know. That's the worst. I mean, I be on Google domains all the time. Just like, I want this one. No, I'm not going to put any dashes or dots. I want this or whatever, you know. But that's totally fine. That's perfect. I just want to know how, like, you know, as far as, like, sewing into it, like, all those different opportunities,
mm-hmm.
if you're for-profit or not-for-profit. Yeah, but cool. So, yeah, the link is definitely in the description, guys. And you guys are going to make sure you follow my girl, Tori. It's going to be fantastic. But, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Creative Encounter Podcast. Please leave a review, a rating, subscribe if you are here on YouTube. And also, remember, we are a ministry. We are a non-for-profit. So if you want to support us and be a financial partner monthly, we absolutely love that, so we can venture out and do so many more things and reach so many more people for the kingdom of God. But guys, we love you so much. Thank you again.
Thank you, Jewett.
Yeah, of course.
This has been great.
Yeah. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.